All right, so today we're going deep on someone who you could call a true tech polymath Husam Yagi.
Definitely a fascinating career to unpack.
Right. We're talking about a journey that starts with systems programming, then somehow ends up in like metaverse design and cryptocurrency. I mean, talk about range. We've got articles, a CV, some info on his startups. Where do we even begin with someone like this?
Well, I think the thread that ties it all together is this. Yagi combines deep technical knowledge with like this grand strategic vision. He's not just coding, he is envisioning entirely new technological landscapes.
You know, that's a great way to put it, landscapes, because his career really does feel like this journey across all these different terrains in tech. So let's start with the first one. It's the early 1980s. Yagi lands a job as a systems programmer at Southern University. He ends up managing their entire data center. Now, just for our listeners who maybe weren't around then, we're talking the era of mainframes.
Right, the dinosaurs that paved the way for the internet. And managing a data center back then, that was no walk in the park.
Yeah.
You needed a deep, deep understanding of these systems. This wasn't just about knowing how to code. It was about keeping everything running smoothly. If the mainframe went down...
catastrophe.
Exactly. Everything relied on these massive machines.
It's almost like being an orchestra conductor, right? Making sure all these different parts are working together in perfect harmony.
Absolutely.
But here's the thing. While Yagi's got his hands dirty with these mainframes, he's also teaching. And he's working as a Pelcom advisor. I mean, how does he even find the time?
It really speaks to this multifaceted nature of his, right? He's totally comfortable in the practical world of engineering, but he's also clearly drawn to sharing his knowledge, exploring the theoretical side of technology.
And get this, he goes on to get his PhD from Louisiana State University. This isn't just some side hustle. This is dedication to knowledge.
And you see this pattern throughout his career. There's this commitment to lifelong learning, to expanding his horizons.
Like an insatiable curiosity, always pushing for... Okay, but hold on tight, everyone, because here's where Yagi's story takes a sharp turn. He joins Vinel Corporation. And suddenly, we're in a whole new world. He's advising five-star generals on military automation projects for the Saudi Arabian National Guard. Talk about a change of scenery.
Quite a leap from lecture halls to, well, classified military projects.
Yeah.
But again, it shows his adaptability. The CV just says classified assignments, which is intriguing, to say the least. But it's safe to say he was dealing with some seriously high-stakes technology.
Mission-critical stuff, probably under intense pressure. And you have to wonder how much that experience shaped him, even though we only get these little glimpses into it.
Oh, absolutely. Learning to make critical decisions with limited information, leading under pressure, those are skills you don't learn overnight.
Absolutely. But let's not forget, this is the same guy who, back in 1986, co-founded Globonet. Now, that might sound like a footnote compared to everything else, but...
Hold on. Globonet. That was the first internet service provider in Louisiana. In 1986, talk about being ahead of the curve. Most people didn't even know what the internet was back then.
He's like the tech whisperer, right? Always sensing what's coming next. And that entrepreneurial spirit that we see with Globonet, it really flourishes when he becomes VP at Comos Technologies. Because that's where we encounter this project of, well, epic proportions, the digitization of national IDs for the entire Saudi Ministry of Interior.
A $70 million undertaking. The logistics alone are mind-boggling.
Right. Imagine the data management, the security protocols. This is a massive, complex project.
And he was right in the thick of it, leading the charge.
So just a recap. Academia, check. High-pressure military environments, check. Entrepreneurial ventures, check. And now... leading a massive government project. And we haven't even gotten to the metaverse yet.
And that's what's so fascinating. It's like each of these experiences, despite being so different, lays the foundation for the next stage of his journey.
Okay, so last we left, our intrepid tech hero, Husam Yagi, he had already conquered like five career paths.
And it's not even lunchtime yet.
Right, seriously. And that brings us to his time at, get this, the Alhamrani Group as their CTO. Now, I'll admit, I had to do a double take when I first saw that name. It sounds like something out of, like, a Bond movie.
It does have a certain ring to it, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
But in reality, Alhamrani is this massive conglomerate, one of the biggest in Saudi Arabia. I'm talking automotive, finance, technology even.
Lubricants.
They make engine oil, too.
Wow.
They do it all.
So Yagi walks into this, like, web of businesses as their CTO, what are the challenges there? I mean, even for someone with his experience.
Well, imagine being responsible for modernizing the entire IT infrastructure of a company that vast.
Yeah.
Across all those different industries. That's a tall order.
Yeah, no kidding.
But Yagi, he dives right in, and the results are pretty astonishing. We're talking a 55% boost in overall IT efficiency.
55%? That's unheard of.
Right. That's the kind of number that makes CEOs do a double take.
I bet. It's like he took this massive, complex machine and somehow got it humming along perfectly. But you know what I find really impressive? He renegotiated a bunch of their software contracts, saved the company $200,000 a year, just like that.
Exactly. It shows that he understands the big picture. It's not just about shining new tech. It's about using it strategically to drive real business value.
Totally. And then on top of all that, he implemented disaster recovery plans, business continuity plans, across three separate data centers. Talk about thinking ahead.
Risk mitigation is key, especially in those roles. He wasn't just putting out fires, he was preventing them.
Okay, but I know what you're all thinking, because I'm thinking it too. We haven't even gotten to the really cool stuff yet. The blockchain, the metaverse, all of that.
And that's where things get really interesting, because this is where you really see Yagi's visionary side come out.
Lay it on us.
So in 2015, and this important years before, everyone and their grandmother was talking about blockchain.
Mm-hmm.
He founded Acheon, the first blockchain solutions company in Saudi Arabia.
2015, that's what, like almost a decade before it became...
Wild West, exactly.
Okay, but for our listeners who may be tuned out during the whole crypto craze, can you give us the blockchain for beginners explanation?
Sure. Imagine a digital ledger, right? A record of transactions. But it's not controlled by any one person or entity. It's distributed across a whole network of computers. So it's transparent and it's incredibly secure. That's blockchain in a nutshell.
And Yagi saw the potential of this way back then.
Absolutely. He recognized early on that this technology was going to be transformative, and not just for finance, but for all sorts of industries, especially, as it turns out, for things like the metaverse.
Okay, so connect those dots for me. What does blockchain have to do with, well, virtual reality, avatars, all of that?
Think about it. The metaverse is all about creating these persistent digital spaces, right? Where people can interact and buy and sell digital assets.
Right.
Blockchain provides the perfect infrastructure for that.
Right.
Because it enables secure ownership and transfer of those assets.
Oh, I see. It's about trust, basically.
Exactly. Trust and verification. Because in a decentralized environment, you need a way to prove ownership. And that's where blockchain comes in.
So Yagi, he's not just interested in these technologies in isolation. He's thinking about how they can work together.
Exactly. And he puts this into practice in a really fascinating way at Mawarid Digital Communications Group. He starts experimenting with building a metaverse city. But here's the twist. It's not just some virtual playground. He integrates actual physical businesses into this digital space.
Wait, really? You're telling me, like, I could go into a virtual coffee shop in this metaverse and get a real cup of coffee delivered to my house?
That's the general idea. It's still early days, obviously.
Yep.
But this blending of the physical and the digital, that's where Yagi's real genius lies, in my opinion. He sees how these worlds can connect in ways most people wouldn't even imagine.
That's wild. And then on top of all that, he creates a utility cryptocurrency specifically for this metaverse ecosystem.
Right. It's like he's building this entire self-contained digital economy. You can earn and spend this currency within the metaverse,
yeah,
further blurring those lines between the physical and the digital.
It's like something out of science fiction, except it's not fiction. It's
Usam Yagi's reality, apparently.
Right. And as if all this wasn't enough, this man has also somehow found time to launch a string of successful startups on the side. AidMaid, BlockMint, Acera. I mean, the list goes on.
Which begs the question.
Yeah.
How does one person manage to do it all?
I don't know. We're going to try to unpack that mystery when we come back. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with more on the incredible career of Usam Yagi. So it's pretty clear by now, Usam Yagi, not your average tech guy. I mean, this is a guy who could probably have retired years ago, right? Comfortable life, multiple successful careers.
And yet he's still going, founding startups, pushing the boundaries.
It's like he's allergic to downtime or something. But it's more than that, right? It's not just about being busy. It's the sheer variety. $1 billion projects one minute, then he's launching something like AidMaid, which, remind me,
it's a platform that connects healthcare workers with people who need care, Like a digital matchmaker, basically, yeah. Making it easier to find qualified help.
Right, right. So on the one hand, you've got this high-level, complex metaverse city, and on the other, this very human-centered, practical solution for healthcare. What connects those dots?
That's the million-dollar question when it comes to Yaki, isn't it? What drives this constant exploration, this jumping from one thing to the next?
It's like he has this radar for innovation. Wherever there's a problem to be solved, a gap to be filled, Yagi's there. And let's not forget Blockmint, because that one always throws me for a loop. It's all about digital assets, right?
Yeah, essentially. It's a platform for creating, managing, trading all sorts of digital assets, mm-hmm. from cryptocurrency to, like, virtual real estate.
Virtual real estate, of course. Because that's a thing now. But you see what I mean? It's like he's building these pieces of a larger puzzle. Metaverse city, healthcare platform, digital asset management.
I think you're onto something with the puzzle analogy. Because even though these ventures seem all over the map, they all tap into this idea of connection.
Connection. How so?
Well, AidMaid connects patients and caregivers. Blockmint facilitates transactions, connecting buyers and sellers. Even Iseraha, which focuses on secure communication that's about connecting people in a safe and reliable way.
So it's not just about the technology itself for Yagi, it's about the human element. How technology can improve lives, make things easier, bring people together.
Precisely. And that, I think, is a really powerful takeaway from his career. It's not enough to just create cool tech. You have to ask yourself, what problem am I solving? How will this benefit people?
It's about having a purpose beyond just, like, disrupting the market or whatever. Yagi's disruptions have a heart to them.
And they have a sense of optimism, wouldn't you say? This belief that technology can be a force for good, for positive change.
Absolutely. So as we wrap up this deep dive into the incredible career of Hussam Yagi, what's the final thought we want to leave our listeners with?
I think it's this. Don't be afraid to explore. Yagi's journey is proof that you don't have to stay in one lane, one industry, even one career path.
Embrace the unknown. Be curious.
Exactly. Never stop learning. Never stop pushing the boundaries of what's possible.
Mm.
And who knows? Maybe you'll end up creating the next metaverse city or revolutionizing healthcare.
Or maybe just make the world a slightly better, more connected place.
That's a worthy goal in itself.
Couldn't agree more. Mm. Big thanks to our expert for joining us today. It's been illuminating.
My pleasure. Always fascinating to delve into a mind like Yagi's.
And to our listeners, as always, thank you for joining us on this deep dive. Until next time, keep those brains buzzing.